Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to Blog Talk Radio Mastermind 101. So glad that you're here to join us. I'm Jacqueline Richards. I'm the host of Mastermind 101. Absolutely delighted that you decided to dial in, listen up to the show today. I am incredibly excited about what we shall be discussing. And Maggie is just an extraordinary woman. But before I tell you a little bit more about Maggie, I need to tell you what Mastermind 101 was designed to do. When I created this radio show, the intent was to offer some of the experiences, some of the knowings that I had as I moved through our mastermind group. I was asked to participate about 17 years ago in a mastermind opportunity. I had no idea what I was rolling into because, as you well know, I am a mortgage consultant. I'm a fitness and yoga instructor. And there's lots that I had seen in my daily travels when I'm teaching about the principles of money, how to get it, how to manifest what you're looking for through the purchase of a home or real estate investment properties. I witness what my clients go through when they are in my fitness classes. You know, Jacqueline, I may have to slow down on this particular routine. I can't move into this posture. Well, I seem to have an injury that's reoccurring, and it's causing me pain. I wrote the book, Yoga for Your Personal Finances, while I was in a mastermind group because I knew I had that kind of support. A mastermind group is like your board of directors, your personal board of directors. And I had the opportunity to converse some of my short and long-term goals. It meant that I was able to write this book, Yoga for Your Personal Finances, some basic practical solutions for your mind, body, spirit. And absolutely, I talk about money. I talk about what it is to take a look at your budget and how that infiltrates your mindset. I will talk about home ownership. How is it that I can find a way to create my down payment? I talk about the unspeakable will and estate. Who's going to make those choices when you cannot? I talk about mentorship. And that's where the mastermind component comes in. Yoga for Your Personal Finances. Please feel free to go to www.jacquelinerichards.com. Download the principles that I have found incredibly important, not just for me in the nation's capital of Canada, which is Ottawa, not just for Toronto, Ontario, one of our biggest cities in the country, not just about Florida or Manhattan or Mexico. There are principles that we can use everywhere. I wrote the book because I had a mastermind that stood behind me to do that. Mastermind 101 Radio, the intent is to bring people in who will offer what I believe I've learned and what I continue to journey through into. Maggie Mayer, who is the owner of Naturally You here in the nation's capital, she'll be speaking with us. And she is, again, yet another extraordinary individual that Jacqueline Richards knows. She is a provider of environmental health massage and detoxification. And she has some incredible stories to tell us because she's been through a lot, as we all have. But she's also allowing us to understand how we can work through it. Again, thank you so much for standing with me in Yoga for Your Personal Finances, in Mastermind Radio 101, and with Maggie Mayer, who will be with us shortly. Feel free, when you have a moment, to dial in area code 818-475-9209. And when we have Maggie online, I suggest keep that number handy. You'll want to ask her those questions. Thank you for dialing in. I appreciate it. And we will talk soon. Again, take a look at the schedule. We have a number of speakers that are coming in. And some of my speakers are attending the You Deserve It conference here in the nation's capital. The You Deserve It conference is a conference for women who are looking for up to 24 scheduled events, scheduled facilitators to talk about mind, body, spirit. And we have, of course, a keynote speaker, Marlene Keyes, who will talk about the law of intent, the law of attraction. Don't you want to attract more? That's what we are accommodating here at this conference that's taking place in a couple days. And I will keep you abreast of what's happening in that conference. Perhaps that conference is not just here in the nation's capital in Canada. Maybe it's something that you'd like to consider. And I have received a message. And Maggie has been delayed. And that's all right, because we will continue on in the broadcast until she can meet with us. A little bit more about Maggie. She's a traveler. She's been to China, Japan, Hong Kong, Africa. She's been to Latin America, Europe. And she's got a great deal of knowledge with some of the complementary medicines that she's brought to us. As North Americans, we know we've got technology, extraordinary amounts of technology. If we have a cold, we know that we can go out and get a medication. If we have a discomfort, we know we can go out and get medication. I teach yoga. And I teach the principles in that if you take the breath, we don't need weights to make us stronger in our muscles. We'll use our own bodies and our own discretionary principles to get us through and make us stronger. The principle of yoga is not just about the breath. It is about your postures. And I can say that as we move through life, it's about how you stand. Absolutely, how you stand in your own essence. Maggie will tell us a little bit about standing in her essence and how we can access her unique positioning that she spearheads through alternative healing. And she's healing through trauma and stress strategies. She survived a lot, and she will, and I'll allow her to tell you her story. I have a few more moments to have a conversation with you in the process of standing in your own honesty, your own integrity. I work with clients and who've become friends. I work with people who are looking for a combination of financial wellness with health. And some are looking for some spirituality. Some believe they have it, and some believe they don't need it. And that's fine. All of those decisions are your decisions. But I'd also like to introduce you to opening up other possibilities. And that's what we do here on Mastermind 101. We are opening to possibilities. Yogic principles, financial principles, energetic principles, I use the chakra energies, and we will discuss, and we will come into some of our yoga postures, and we'll breathe through it, and I will ask you some very key questions. Where do you think your money's going? Who are you doing it for? Who's asked you for help, and who have you helped? Do you know what the rule of 72 is? Have you written down the things that you need to have happen in the event you cannot communicate? I will ask you in my dream board work sessions, I will talk to you about what carrying your dream board, carrying the goals, means. And how to get there. How do you visualize that? There's so much to talk about. I'm Jacqueline Richards, your yoga facilitator, your mortgage strategist, and someone who believes, and I hope you do, in the art of energetic connection. I suggest that you continue to walk with a deep breath, with an attitude of gratitude. Maggie, we will speak to you soon. To all of you who are listening to Mastermind 101, thank you. Maggie, have you dialed in yet? Okay, all right, go ahead. Yeah, you got to dial it, absolutely, go into queue. Okay, bye. And thank you. We're back in line with Maggie. I'm so excited. I'm Jacqueline Richards, your host for Blog Talk Radio, Mastermind 101. And Maggie, thank you so much. Is Maggie on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Thank you to all our callers. Thank you for your patience. Absolutely appreciate that you've held on for us. Maggie, thank you. I know that there might have been a glitch with Blog Talk, but that's all right. You're on the line now. And I understand that you heard some of what I was able to say, and I'm going to make sure that we can stream a little longer than expected, if that's okay with you.
That's perfect. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. So, Maggie, I gave a snapshot. And as I'm reading what I have on your bio, I am so tickled to have this conversation, the idea about detox and your travels to Hong Kong and the work that you've done with the military. If you don't mind, it would be great if you could give us a couple nuggets that I wasn't able to give about you.
Well, what would you like to hear? Give me an idea. There's lots to talk about.
Well, let's start with your company. Why did you call it Naturally You?
Well, that's a great question. Naturally You is all about... I learned from personal experience through two severe life-threatening illnesses that sometimes you have to take your health into your own hands, that at the end of the day, I'm in control of my health just as you are in control of your own. And Naturally You, it's all about natural healing from the inside out. And that's my little slogan, healing from the inside out.
What took you to China, Japan, Hong Kong, Africa? What took you to all those extraordinary places?
Well, originally I was a trade consultant teaching Canadian companies how to go global, but I was starting to really focus in on, the cross-cultural differences of marketing and negotiations with different cultures. And I was fascinated with Asia, and I was particularly fascinated with the Chinese approach to health, and did a lot of research and reading and that type of thing, and then went over there and just met all kinds of different people and started, I think, my foray into health and different types of healing began there, as in another world when I was this trade consultant. That seems like a long time ago, another life, though. I'm now full-time at Naturally You, and I've been in this business now 13 years.
When you say you were helping companies go global, what does that mean?
This is back in the 90s, and I'm a political science and economics major from the University of Windsor, and we were really taught a lot about the kind of exploding new economies, and of course back then that would be China and India, and there wasn't really a lot of activity I found from Canada's perspective in terms of doing business in Asia, in China. And so I had been teaching at a college in Thunder Bay, and we'd had this huge Chinese delegation come, and there were all these cross-cultural problems about doing business with these people, and they didn't understand copyright laws, and they were, you know, trying to photocopy all these books on entrepreneurship, and there were just a lot of different issues, and I thought, you know, maybe I need to look more at how do you communicate with the Chinese, because you need to develop relationships with the Chinese before you can effectively do business with them. And they have a different approach to, say, marketing and negotiations than, say, a Canadian or an American does. So I ended up in Toronto. I started a business in Toronto. And I guess my first big break came when I was working for an international law firm. And I ended up doing work on cross-cultural activity. The vice premier of China at the time, who eventually became the premier of China, was coming to Toronto, and they were hosting him, and they wanted to know all the little nuances about hosting a premier and how to communicate more effectively with the Chinese in a hospitality perspective. And then from there, I was asked to speak at an international conference for lawyers, but I really didn't feel that equipped, so I decided to put a whole trip together to go to China. So I was there for a whole month, and I was in China. When I was in China, I was in Beijing, Changchun, and Shanghai, and they're all fundamentally different places.
Did you need to learn the language?
No, I took, I had a translator all the time I was there, and I traveled on my own, all these different places, and I didn't have a problem. But I'm also a very adventuresome woman.
Well, there we go, which is why you do. Thank you. So, do tell. You talked about some of the illnesses that you experienced. Now, what did you learn as you came out of it? Because you are running a thriving business, and you are a pretty spunky, strong, compassionate woman. What did you learn from your experiences with your illnesses?
Well, I was diagnosed with a very severe mold exposure in 1998. I was actually working in Ottawa, and I was working in a sick building, and there was a lot of mold in that building, and it totally destroyed me. I was sick and pretty much bedridden for 3 years, and I had severe life-threatening allergies. I had fibromyalgia, which is muscle pain, and chronic fatigue. So I was just spending all my time going to different doctors. And what I learned from that was I wasn't getting any better on your typical conventional drug therapy program because I was so allergic. I was just developing allergies to any medication I was taking. So that started me on this whole journey of how do I get better? Where do I go? I'm not a doctor. And so I started off, I met some environmental medical doctors. I was very lucky. I met three of them that were currently working in Ottawa, and I learned a lot from them. But I only got about 50% better, and that took me then into the foray of more holistic medicine. And, yeah, I tried some things that definitely did not work, but in the end, I am one of very few people that was able to overcome that type of illness. And so that brought me now into a new journey of I wanted to be a consultant and basically get more involved with environmental health policy from a federal government perspective.
So who are you offering these services to? Or better yet, what services can you get specific about what you're offering to all of us to ask you about and request from you and hire you for?
Sure. Just to let you know as well, in 2008, I was diagnosed with another life-threatening illness, papillary thyroid cancer. And so one of the services I provide in my business is something called a scientific hair and mineral test analysis. It's a great test. It will show you your levels of toxicity, which includes aluminum, lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, that type of thing. And when I did my own hair analysis test, this was just before I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, I had very high levels of arsenic, lead, and antimony in my body. So that was a great test for me to realize scientifically, okay, this is in my body. Now how am I going to get it out of me? So I did a lot of research.
Unusual thing? What, like, how is it that you would have that in your body? at levels that are extraordinary?
That's a really great question. You know, I've been doing hair analysis testing for several years now, and you'd be shocked to see how many people have different chemicals in their body. Basically, we're eating foods that contain chemicals, pesticides, additives, colorings, preservatives. We're consuming tap and bottled water that contain varying levels of chlorine, arsenic, antimony, lead. You know, bisphenol A from plastic bottles leaches into the water and it's absorbed by our body. And even children now, there's research showing that children are born with harmful chemicals in their bodies. So these chemicals and toxins are being stored in our joints, in our organs, in our arteries, our nerves, and our tissues. And without removal, they build up in our system and they'll disrupt the normal functioning of your body. So they create an environment for disease, for allergies, for immune system breakdown. So what I learned from that was I needed to get that out of my system. Now, I was informed by my thyroid specialist in a hospital to remove my thyroid gland. But my argument is that, yes, you can remove the gland, but you're not really getting it to the cellular level. Cancer is in the cells. It's in your body. It's in your gut. It's not just, you know, in your throat area. So I did a lot of research, and I found probably the best machine in the world. It's an ionic cleanse machine. It's the only one that's FDA approved by the American government. And what it does is it actually helps pull out these toxins and these chemicals from your body. And you put your feet in water. It's a 20-minute process. It's an electrical process. It's electricity in the water creating charges. And the charges climb up your legs, up into your system, and then they attach to toxins and chemicals, and they pull all this out of you. And you can actually see different things floating in the water.
I had the pleasure of having that treatment with you. It was extraordinary what I found in the water. It was, I'll say, disheartening and shocking and kind of spooky that you could make that analysis simply by me relaxing my feet in your water. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And, you know, I'm not only detoxing humans now, I'm actually detoxing animals. And over the several months now, believe it or not, that machine has pulled out tiny worms from both people and dogs.
Okay, ew. I will say that, ew.
Yeah, it is gross. But again, if you're traveling and, you know, some people are coming back very sick, some people are coming back from India sick or even Cuba or Mexico, at least you know you have a place to go and this will actually clean out your system. And you don't have to take all these antibiotics and different things. You can actually get cleaned out very quickly. So it's a great, you know, I have children now coming in and I'm absolutely shocked at the amount of metals and chemicals that are in our kids. I've had several kids come through with Crohn's and you know, irritable bowel syndrome and a lot of digestive issues, and it's really impacting our children. The bottom line is we're polluting so much. There's so much going into our air and our water. It's going into our soil, and it's going into our food. You know, and people will say, well, I'm eating really great vegetables and great fruits. Yeah, but it's being grown in contaminated soil. And some of my best eaters, I have marathon runners, I have athletes that come in, they can often have the most chemicals, even though ironically they think they're eating the best. And I'll give you, I don't know if you've heard this recently. I had heard some discussion about arsenic being put into chicken. And I had just did some research on it and actually found that there were a couple of co-authors and a scientist from Johns Hopkins University Center for a Livable Future. And they found they were testing poultry from factory farms, and you're not going to believe what they found in them. They found caffeine. They found active ingredients of Tylenol and Benadryl. They found banned antibiotics and even arsenic. The argument for arsenic is that they're putting it into chickens so that, A, it makes their skin look pinker, and, B, it can help with infections. So you really don't know sometimes what you're actually eating, do you?
Frightening and true. And we'd love to think that we are doing all that we can when we are thinking about organic and the stores that we go into, that we love to talk to the staff, but that has nothing to do with what we happen to be purchasing for our families. Where are you speaking so that we can find out more about this and all the other things that you're doing?
It's this Saturday. It's in Orleans, and it's called the You Deserve It Conference. And I'm sure if you went online, you could get, you know, all the particulars about it. But it is in Orleans. It's for a day. I think it goes from 7:30 till 4, and there's some incredible speakers all day. You can pick your workshops. And I'm giving a talk, one at 11 and then one at 2 o'clock, and I'm giving a live demonstration. I'm going to bring in two of my machines, and I'm just going to pick two random people from the audience, and then we'll get to compare their gunk, and then we'll talk more about it. You know, I'll explain the process. You know what I like to do? There's always skeptics out there, and, you know, I was a real skeptic before I started doing this, and that's great because, to me, being a skeptic means you just – you want more information, you need more education. So I love bringing in a couple of people because then you get different things coming from different people. You know, smokers will have different things, say, than non-smokers. But I'm just really trying to educate people about the importance of really cleaning out your body and recognizing that no matter how well you think you're eating, you're still consuming chemicals. And chemicals can lead to all kinds of problems, joint pain, stomach problems, even emotional issues, depression. For example, I'm finding some of the chemicals in children who have ADHD or ADD and autism tend to have, say, higher levels of antimony and even arsenic in their bodies. So there's a correlation between these chemicals and some of the problems and diseases that we are now seeing in our world today.
And you, your services will help us understand and move through it.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm responsible for my health. It's not enough anymore, I don't feel, to go in and, you know, if you have issues to that, gone are the days are go to the doctor and, you know, help me, fix me, give me a pill.
Yeah.
We have to start being a lot more aggressive about nutritionally taking care of ourselves, detoxing our bodies, keeping our stress levels down, doing yoga, the wonderful yoga that you offer, you know, doing things more to take care of our health. I look at the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, and the environmental health component. There's all these different aspects to health and healing. And you have a lot of power. And I just feel that the more educated people are, the more options they have, the more they can really get strong and healthy and really live a very long life.
Wow. We can find you at www.naturallyyou.info. And all you need to do is click on Blog Talk Radio, Mastermind 101. When you're looking at her information, Maggie's information online, you'll find that. Just click on it. Maggie, thank you so much for taking the time and connecting with us. And hopefully you'll promise to come back and give us some more updates on what we can and should do with regard to getting the issues out of our tissues. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. I appreciate the opportunity.
Quite welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.